won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So excited for Michigan today. President Donald Trump is coming to Macomb County Community College down in Warren, Michigan to probably make a big announcement about Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. Rumor is that it's going to be home to a brand new fighter jet that he's bringing to Michigan. It will be housed, maintained, stored out there at Selfridge Air Force Base in Macomb County. Everybody in the Republican Party is going to be there. I don't even know if they're going to be holding legislative session in the House and the Senate, because all the Republicans want to be there for this huge announcement. Governor candidates Mike Cox, former Attorney General, Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, and Michigan Congressman John James. Now, the rumor is John James is flying to the event with the president, who's announced for governor already. The other major question, will the current governor, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, will she meet him out at Selfridge Air Force Base upon his arrival? For sure, she won't be going to the rally, I can guarantee that, down at Macomb County Community College in Warren. But will she do the photo op thing and be there to greet his plane, welcome him to Michigan, shake his hand, get a picture taken, and then head back to Lansing? So have to wait and see that, if that happens. But pretty interesting development. John James created a almost 3-minute video on YouTube promoting his relationship with Donald Trump, things that Donald Trump had said about him in the past, and welcoming him to Michigan. I know he's really, really, really wanting an endorsement from the president, which so far has proven in the November general election to be the kiss of death. President Trump is 0-for-11. Any endorsed candidates that he's endorsed here in the state of Michigan went on to lose the November election. Matt DiPerno, he endorsed for Attorney General, lost to Dana Nessel. Christina Caramo, he endorsed for Secretary of State, she lost to Jocelyn Benson. Mike Rogers last year easily avoided all the debates with the Republican primary candidates because he had Donald Trump's endorsement, easily won the nomination and then went on to lose the November general election against Senator Elisa Slotkin. Does John James really want Donald Trump's endorsement? Would it impact the way you feel about him? And would you vote for him just because Donald Trump endorsed him this year, heading into next year's 2026 governor's election in the primary? Would you be more prone to actually vote for Mike Cox or Eric Nesbitt or Perry Johnson, who might ever get in, Kevin Rinke? Well, we're going to wait and see. But it's going to be a big day in Macomb County, Michigan. We'll be following this story throughout the day. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's office over in Sheboygan. We're going to talk about some new technology to help take your pain away. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I got good news to report.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. As everybody knows, I bruised my foot last year when I was out pounding in signs for Vicky's county clerk race. and I was crossing over a railroad track in Mansalona. And when I got to the other side, I stepped down and I stepped on a railroad spike that was sticking out of the ground probably about 2.5-3 inches. And right on the edge of my left foot, you know, where the bottom of your foot meets the side of your foot, I bruised a bone in there. And I did not know this, but my podiatrist explained it to me. I had to go see him to have him look at it, x-ray it. And he said, Randy, what you did is you damaged that bone and your body grows a cyst, kind of like a hard shell over the bone to protect it while it goes through the healing process. He says, the only problem, the cyst is continuing to grow into the bone, and I have to go in there and surgically remove it. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. So he's like, well, no, we got to go to the hospital. I'm like, no, we don't. Do it right here. So he cut me open. He went in there with these huge cuticle cutters, pliers, and was cutting these pieces of this cyst and the part of the bone away out of my foot. And he stitched me up and bandaged me up. And 2 weeks, you can't shower. You got to wear this plastic bag over your foot. But finally, he took the stitches out and he says, Randy, it's still healing. It's not completely closed up. You need to keep it dry and come back. Actually, today I'm going to see him at 4 o'clock. Well, Stacy was willing to do a laser light treatment on my foot, my shoulders again, too, while I was there last week. And I got good news to report. First of all the pain is gone out of my foot. That's number one. And Stacy, you know, when you were using the laser light on me, did you notice how red the area was? How the skin was kind of red down there around the suture mark where they had stitched me up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the redness is gone, completely gone. The wound has closed up completely, and there's no pain in my foot.
Wonderful.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Explain, because for those who don't understand, especially those who had surgery recently, explain what that laser treatment that you gave me, what it basically did to that area that had been operated on. Explain to the folks what basically happens when you treat somebody that has had a recent surgery.
Okay. Well, the laser light shines into your skin, onto your skin and into your body, your foot in your case, and then it creates ATP, which is your adenosine triphosphate, and it energizes that area. It helps the cell metabolism. It increases the circulation and the nerve functions, and then that helps transport the nutrients and the oxygen to the damaged cells and repairs, and then removes the debris and the toxins, and it just overall helps your body heal itself.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And it helps it to go like 30-40% faster.
Right. Well, I can tell
And when you were there,
yeah,
I recall you had to remove the tape from your foot and over the 8 to 10 minutes that we were treating your foot,
right,
the wound opened up again because the tape wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was closed when you laid down, but, you know, it opened up and we, you know, bandaged it back up when you left. So I wasn't sure how long it was going to take because it was seemingly deep.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, what I did is I came back home and I put some of Patriot's Relief CBD salve around the wound. I didn't put it right in the opening, mm-hmm, but I put it completely around, and then I put another bandage like what you provided, but this was a waterproof bandage. I found it at Meyer's, and it's the same size, but it withstands, you know, getting in the shower. So
oh, wow.
I didn't have to wear the bag anymore. Thank God I could soap up my feet and everything. But the thing of it is, the wound had closed by the time that bandage you put on. Basically, it scabbed over a little bit where it opened up. And then the next day after the CBD product and me putting the new bandage on it, it had completely closed up. And then I noticed the redness started going away. So very interesting process.
Yes.
And Stacy, now explain, this can be done, you said, actually within 2 days after surgery. So if somebody has like
surgery,
knee replacement, a hip replacement, a shoulder replacement, anything like that, you can do this treatment to people relatively soon after their surgery.
Right. And it's going to affect, you know, the tissues deep inside of the wound, but it's also going to affect the scarring. So it'll help scarring so that it's going to expedite the whole healing process.
Right. Well, now the other thing you did, of course, really didn't need it. I mean, the pain was slightly coming back because it was back in February was the last time I saw you for my shoulders, but you treated both my shoulders while I was there. And again, felt even better the next day after the treatment. And now I'm back to complete full range of motion. Everything is fixed. The shoulders feel great. So this is, again, folks, something that you can give Stacy a call. You can go down, visit with her. What is the biggest questions when people have called you? They've heard you on the radio. When they do call you, Stacy, what are some of the biggest questions you've gotten from some of our listeners that have taken advantage of the new customer discount?
They just are having a hard time believing that it can really do something. And they just get up after their first treatment or their second treatment and just are astounded. So they're just questioning if what we're saying here is real.
Trust me, it's real. Absolutely. Yeah, and you've already gotten some testimonials from some of our listeners and some of your regular patients there at Dr. Gary's office.
You bet.
Tell me the story again about the lady with the knee situation, the lady who walked in with the cane.
Oh, she just came in again, and she was very helped. She basically grinned and laughed, couldn't believe, even though it's the second treatment, and it worked really wonderfully after the first. She has knee problems. She had slipped, and slipping up a ramp or something like that, and hurt her knee. But after the first treatment, she couldn't believe it. She went from a walker to a cane, and then now yesterday she came in with a cane and couldn't believe it that she's walking around with just a cane. And obviously I'm telling her, as I do you and all people, you know, mark on your calendar, if you have an injury, mark on your calendar 4 to 6 weeks out before you do anything different. So you're going to pretend like you're injured and you're feeling it for that month or month and a half before you start pushing it a little bit more or exercising more or something like that, because it does take a little bit for your body to heal itself. We're expediting it with the laser, and we're helping you not feel it. It's helping with the pain, but we need to, you know, give your body some time to really, you know, not everyone can heal in 2 days like you did with your foot or your, you know, that's just tissue or skin. Other people are dealing with, you know, your ligaments and tendons and stuff. They all need to take a little bit of time to heal.
Well, one of the things that I've learned from having my hip replaced and my shoulder replaced is your body naturally, it seems like it inflames to wherever anything is injured or, you know, surgically operated on or whatever. Inflammation is kind of God's way of kind of locking everything down and kind of protecting the area to, you know, while it's healing on its own, like you said, without any, you know, treatments or anything like that. But what this does, your laser light therapy actually reduces that inflammation and then allows the cells to regenerate and kind of, like you said, heal themselves. This is all part of the process they designed into the machines.
Right. They're using two different lasers. One is going to handle the inflammation, which also reduces the pain a little bit anyway, because you get some of the pain from the inflammation. But the other laser, you know, and they're synchronized. They are happening at the very same time on your skin, not doubling your treatment time. And that would, you know, take away the pain, or really what it does do. It doesn't really take the pain away. It just disrupts the signals to your brain of the pain.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I have people that are now thinking about going back to work, et cetera, after having, you know, pain reduction. It's just making it more tolerable.
Well, and the other aspect of it, too, because one thing that I discovered with my shoulders now that I've had, you know, three separate treatments on them, staggered over a few months. But what I realized is that it's always something that I do. It's always something. I'm exercising now. I'm using some very light dumbbells to get back and build up my muscle tissue. But sure enough, if I push it too much or I'm using my ab roller and I'm extending my shoulders out, my arms out, I'm always extending it, pushing it maybe a little bit too far, and that's when the pain starts coming back. So that's why I came and seen you to do not just my foot, which had mm-hmm. surgery, but the right. shoulders. It's always like you say, even that lady, she slipped on that ramp. Well, mm-hmm. maybe she's out now, she's cleaning up her garden, getting ready for summer. Maybe she's going for longer walks or something. And we always push it, and then that's where the pain, the inflammation starts coming back. That's basically why they come back for another treatment.
In the beginning, if it's a chronic problem, let's say this gentleman has ankle problems his whole life because of something in his youth, and he's always got a 10. He comes in, he gets a treatment, now he can sleep finally, and has never had that in his whole life. Mm. After one treatment, it doesn't mean it's gone. It might be down to like a 6 or something, and then right. he gets another treatment, now it's gone down to 4 or 2, you know, and I'm adjusting the parameters of how I'm treating it too, to try to, you know, have more response. And it's just been almost miraculous for some people. They're getting their life back, because injury and pain causes less movement. And when you have less movement, you're feeling older already.
Sure.
And so you're getting a little bit by being able to have less pain, take less medication, maybe get a little bit more movement. And over the month or the month and a half, now you're getting a lot more movement. You're feeling more youthful, you know, like you were before
absolutely.
The injury.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number if you guys would like to call, learn more, ask questions, and schedule an appointment. 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Or you can text me very simply. Let's do laser, because that's the folder I created, LASER. Text me laser, and I will also send you their address, 323 North Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, on the west side of Main Street, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. And Stacy, call, schedule an appointment, and basically you're there to provide these laser-like treatments to folks Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, and then outside of those days, by appointment only. They have to schedule that with you and get it cleared in advance, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly, I got a text message in. Jay up in Sheboygan, he says, I've had chronic pain in my lower back. I've had this for years. I hurt myself at work, and it actually put me on disability for a year. I had one surgery years ago, but I'm still having lingering pain issues in my lower back. Mm-hmm. Is this something that could help me with my lower back pain?
Very, very common. Yes. I would say that we have probably more lower back than we do anything else.
Really? Like the number one issue, eh?
Yep. Exactly. So come on in and try it out, and make sure you tell Carlene on the phone that you heard it on Trucker Randy, and you'll get this special, which is the first 2 for $99.
Two treatments. It's basically a test drive for you guys to check it out and see how you feel
make
after
sure
the first
it works.
One.
Yeah. So that hopefully you can come out like the lady that you had spoken about earlier and just smile.
Smile and enjoy life again.
Exactly.
All right. Text me laser. I'll send you Stacy's information. Thank you so much, Stacy. Greatly appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.